There's three parts of us as people, humans, our humanity, that we need to develop. And typically, we focus on only one of those. Robin's in my work focuses on two of those, the other two. So there's your heart, or the place of you, the person that you know yourself to be. It's the guy who is screaming inside of you saying, let me talk, let me do something. It's that person. Remember, I told you there's two people in our bodies all the time fighting. The good you that wants to really do right and be great, and then the knucklehead, okay? The knucklehead's the one that usually wins, okay? Because he just screams the loudest. He won't let you have a peaceful moment. He talks until you finally give in and say, okay, all right, I'll let you. You've just given up your life because now that person's going to run your life. Your heart is where somebody is in there saying to you, you remember I said my mother would say, that's not who you are? She was saying to me about my heart, what you're about to do is not representative of who you are. So you got to develop that who in you, that person who says, this is your purpose, this is who you are, this is why you're here. These are your motivations. That person needs to be developed. Now, we're working on that in sessions like these, but that's your heart. Then there's your head, another H. There are going to be three H's, by the way. So your head is where your brain is. And if you're not careful, your brain will get disconnected from your heart. It does it all the time because your brain gets stimulated by all the stuff that it sees, your eyes, your ears, your senses. Your brain gets stimulation from, and it starts wanting to talk to you and tell you, oh, I'm seeing this, I'm seeing that. You know, that's why people can get hooked on things that they shouldn't get hooked on because they see stuff. The brain is saying, I like it, I like it, I like it. And then that heart is saying, stop it. But it's too late. If your brain, your head, get disconnected from your heart, it starts to rule. So you got to develop how you think, okay? That's where your thinking is. So your heart and your head got to be connected. Then comes your hands, three H's. Now, your hands are where your talents are, your skills. And these are the things that you want us to see the most. So HR does a job announcement. And then I do my resume, I apply for it. I'm going to be telling you about my hands, about what I can do. And I'm skipping over the most important thing is my head and my heart. Okay. So I want you to make a decision based on my hands. Well, you do need people who have talents. You can't change an oil on a car if you don't know how to take an oil filter off. And I totally get that. You can't be an accountant if you don't know how to deal with numbers. I totally get that. So you need hands, you need skills, you need talents, but they cannot be separated from your head and your heart. And so they happen in this order. Your heart says to you, this is who you are, Alan. Don't forget that. And then I'd say to myself, I agree with that. Now I just stopped the fighting that goes on in my life about who I am. Because I agree that this is who I am. Remember, I told you, I'm a contributing member of society. That's who I am. That's my why. That's my being. Everything that I do is designed to contribute to making something better. Everything. Even if I'm taking my car in to get it repaired and you're helping me, some way I'm going to help you because that's who I are. That's my heart. So my heart tells my brain now, think about ways to be a contributing member of society. Don't go wandering off and thinking of all this other stuff. Don't be stimulated by things that don't represent who you are. Remember that? So I'm able to control my thinking and make my thinking come from my heart and not just from the things that I'm stimulated by that are going to be out there all the time. You know, when somebody cuts you off on the road and you want to get on your horn or you want to shoot them a sign or things like that, your brain, your mind gets separated. So if you know who you are in your heart and your heart tells your head, this is who I am, your head then acquires all the knowledge that's inside of you. That's it. That's locked inside of you. Your head goes down there and starts unlocking these little doors that lets you know who you are. So now you're able to live more fully as who you are. Because your head is working in unison with your heart. And those two pieces are together. Finally, then, somebody comes to you and they say, will you do this for me? My hands. Because I know you can work with this. Will you do that? Well, my heart and my head are going to say to me, yeah, I can do that. And I can do it better than what you're asking. Because it's coming from my heart and my head, not just my talents and my skills. When you have all of these things connected to yourself, you will do more with your talents and your skills. Remember I told you about my youngest son, keyboard. He can play without any music, without any notes. I can play with a note. And even when I study a song and repeat it maybe a couple months, Mr. Forte can just hear it one time and do it. And he'll do it better than me. That's because he has a natural talent to do it. I don't have a natural talent. I had to go to music lessons and learn how to do this. But it's not my heart, you see. It's not my head. I have to make these two things work to get the best song out of my hands, even though you can teach me how to do that. When you have your head, your heart, leading your head, leading your hands, you'll be much more effective and you will be a better person and a better leader.